平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的耶稣，我们今天一起来到你的面前。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we come together to you today.
求你的圣灵在我们每一个人的心里运行。
May your spirit work through the heart of everyone here.
让我们心里得到复兴。
So that our heart can be revived.
让我们有神住在我们里面。
So you can live in our heart.
我们有神的力量在我们里面。
So that we have your strength in us.
所以我们能够将天上的好信息带到这个人间来。
So that we can bring that heavenly good gospel into this world.
我们感谢你，我们成为你的祭司。
We thank you that we can become your priest.
所以我们把你的慈爱和恩典带到这个人间来。
So that we can bring your grace and your blessing to this world.
可是我们也把人的需要痛苦带到天上诗人宝座那里。
And we also bring the suffering of this world to you.
我们当中如果有人心里被捆绑了，求你释放他们。
Lord, if there are people who are shackled by evils, please release them.
让你的灵在释放我们每一个人。
So that your spirit can deliver every one of us.
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
感谢主。耶稣在十字架受审判的时候，他一句话都不讲。
When Jesus was facing judgment on the cross, he did not respond anything to those authorities.
因为耶稣说，这是一个黑暗掌权的时代。
And that was an age controlled by darkness and evil.
因为现代的人最可怕就是没有罪恶感。
And in today's world, one of the dreadful things is that people don't have that feeling of being a sinner.
所以你要跟这种没有罪恶感的人没有什么道理好讲。
So it's very hard to convey the truth to people who don't have this kind of feeling.
可是耶稣在十字架上讲了几句很重要的话。
But Jesus on the cross, he made a very important statement, seven of them.
他不是仅仅对基督徒说的。
He was not just making the statements to the disciples.
他是对世界上每一个人说的。
He was making those statements to everyone in that world.
对每一个人的生命是非常的重要。
And they're very important to the life of everybody.
耶稣在礼拜五的早上九点钉十字架。
And Jesus was crucified at 9 a.m. on Friday.
到下午三点他断气。
And he died at 3 p.m.
他一共在这个时间他讲了七句话。
And during this time period, he made seven statements.
他的首先讲了第一句话，就是说，耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And the first sentence that he said is,Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they were doing.
他第一件事是赦免人的罪。
And the first thing that he said is to forgive them. Father, forgive them.
我们世界上没有一个人有资格讲这句话。
And nobody in this world really has that qualification to say to forgive somebody.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are sinners ourselves.
只有圣洁没有瑕疵的耶稣基督。
Only Jesus who is holy and without thing can make this statement.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他为我们人的罪钉死在十字架上。
And he was crucified on a cross because of man's sin.
他解决了人最烦恼的问题。
And he resolved the most troublesome issue that man faces.
就是罪的问题。
It's the issue of sin.
只有他有资格跟权力来赦免人的罪。
Only Jesus has that authority and qualifications to forgive people.
他赦免把他钉十字架犹太人跟犹太宗教领袖。
He forgave those Jews who crucified him and also those religious leaders.
他赦免比拉多，把他钉十字架的比拉多。
And he forgave Pilate who crucified him.
罗马的兵丁。
And those Roman soldiers.
全世界所有的罪人
and all the sinners in the world,
包括出卖他的犹大
and including Judah who betrayed him.
还有耶稣被抓的时候，他的这些门徒通通跑走，都溜掉了。
When Jesus was captured, all the disciples deserted him.
他不但赦免他们,
Yet, Jesus forgave them.
而且重用这些门徒。
In addition, he used these disciples.
你看,彼得三次否认耶稣。
Peter, for three times, denied that he knew Jesus.
这耶稣用他。
But Jesus used him.
五旬节圣灵降临的时候,
When the Spirit came at Pentecost,
他两次讲到八千人信主。
And when, at two occasions when Jesus was given the sermon, 8,000 people became believers.
请问有一个对你不好的人背叛你的人你会重用他吗
So think about this question. If somebody betray you, are you going to use this person?
我觉得这个赦免原谅人是人与人之间和好的关键。
To be able to forgive is a key to harmony between people.
圣灵把这样的生命给我们。
And Spirit gave us this kind of life to us.
给我们不恨人的生命，不计算人的恶的生命。
Spirit give us a life that we won't be focusing on how many sins that somebody has committed against us.
这样的基督徒呢，他很有爱心，非常的好相处。
This kind of Christians have a heart of loving and they are very easy to get along with.
哦，他不会去跟人家争，他什么都是谦让，都是让给别人。
They're humble and they're not always in quarrel with other people.
我发现这样的基督徒很好商量，好相处。
So it's very easy to deal with this kind of people.
而且长寿。
And this kind of Christian also will enjoy longevity.
因为你不计较嘛。
Because they do not focusing on counting how many sins other people faults that are other people do against them.
我做牧师以前是在教会做执事。
Before I was a pastor, I was a deacon in the church.
那负责总务。
And I was responsible for the area of general services in the church.
有一次我们有一个弟兄过世。
Once an elderly brother passed away.
那留下太太三个小孩。
And he was survived by his wife and three children.
所以他的一些丧葬费用都由教会负担。
So the church was providing the expenses for the funeral services.
啊，我当总务。
And I was in charge of general service.
所以我就负责去买棺材。
So I was responsible for purchasing a coffin.
有个姐妹说。
And one sister told me.
因为那个弟兄很高大。
Because that elderly brother who passed away is very tall.
他说这个林天成躺刚刚好。
What?
他说这个棺材林天成躺着刚刚好。
Oh, and the sister told me that, okay, look at the coffin you purchased. This is actually very good for Pastor Lin, who used to be a deacon. Very good for him. Perfect size for him.
如果我都要计较，我就活不到今天了。
So if I was paying too much attention to that kind of statement, I would not live all the way till today.
你看我上次讲，相亲呢被人家拿扫把赶出去，你有碰过吗
？So think about the scenario that I experienced before when I was dating and somebody drove me away.
哦，受过很多的伤害。
So I was hurt a lot of times like this.
我都讲 it's okay,
很
好。
I told people it's okay, I'm fine.
所以我能够活到今天。
So I can enjoy longevity.
所以感谢神把这样的生命给我，也给我们每一个人。
Thank God for giving this kind of heart to us, this kind of life to us, so that we have this kind of life in us.
那以弗所书四章一节说，我们行事为人以蒙召的恩相称。
And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, it says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
因为我们身份是神的儿女。
Because we are God's children.
我们里面没有恨。
And we don't have hatred in us.
我们只有神的爱。
We only have God's love.
耶稣就讲说，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Jesus said, because they do not know what they are doing.
上帝造人的时候把一个良心放在人的里面。
When God created human beings, he put conscience in us.
但是现在人的良心麻痹了。
But conscience, a lot of people really lose that conscience.
他第一次做那个坏事的时候，还有一点不平安。
The first time when they commit some evil act, they may not feel comfortable.
可是他做久了，他就习惯了。
But after they do this kind of evil things again and again, they become used to it.
他说放纵肆意，贪行种种的污秽。
So they indulge themselves with their evil desires and do all kinds of dirty things.
他做了很多伤天害理的事情，他也不会觉得什么不平安。
And they committed a lot of evil acts, and they're heartless and cruel, and they still don't feel uncomfortable.
现在人类最重要的是什么？
So what is the most important thing for man today?
就是要有罪恶感。
Is to have that feeling of being sinner.
这个罪恶感从哪里来呢？
So where does that feeling come from?
从他信耶稣以后，他认识神。
And it starts from becoming a believer, starts from knowing God.
知道神的圣洁。
Starts from knowing God is holy.
他不再亏欠神的荣耀。
And beginning from knowing that he should not sin against God. And
所以一个基督徒如果他的灵性越高，他的那个罪恶感就越敏感。
So for a Christian, if his spiritual life is more mature, then his feeling of being a sinner will become stronger.
感谢主的给我们悔改的机会。
And thank God for giving us an opportunity to repent.
也给每一个人悔改的机会。
And thank God for giving everybody an opportunity to confess.
使他们可以因为信耶稣而不至于灵魂永远的灭亡。
So that they can believe God and so that their spirit will not go into eternal perishment.
保罗他说，我以前哦，信耶稣以前呢，亵渎神，逼迫人，因为他去抓基督徒哈，去坐牢。他说我做这些不好的事情，这些坏事，都是我在没有信耶稣、不明白的时候做的。
And Paul told us that before he believed in Christ, he did bad things, he persecuted people, but that's when he did not know God.
你知道信耶稣对这个社会最大的贡献是什么？
So what's the most significant contribution of being a believer in the society?
一个人信耶稣，第一个，他敬畏神。
The first thing, a characteristic for a person, for a believer, is that this person fears God.
他里面有神，心中有神啊，他目中就有人。
When he has God in his heart, then he has people in his heart.
他就会因为神的缘故而去爱人。
So then he has that loving heart. He can convey that love to other people.
他会去尊重人。
And he knows how to respect people.
所以感谢主，这个一个人信了耶稣。
Thank God after a person becomes a believer.
天上的天使为什么要为他欢喜快乐的唱歌？
So why the angels in heaven will be joyful and will sing songs for this believer?
因为这个世界少了一个罪人，但是多了一个好人。
Because there will be one less sinner in this world, and will be one more righteous person in this world.
这不是贡献很大吗？
So isn't that a great contribution to the society?
耶稣在十字架上讲的第二句话 是说，耶稣啊，就是这个这个犯人这样讲说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣回答他说。对他说，我实在告诉你，你今日，你要同我在乐园里了。
The second sentence that Jesus said on the cross is that Jesus remember, after this criminal said, Jesus remember me when you come into your kingdom. And then Jesus said, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
哎，这个右边的强盗他为什么会得救？那左边的强盗为什么不得救？
So why was that robber on the right saved, but the criminal on the left was not?
你看左边的强盗杀人放火，做了那么多的事情坏事。
So for the criminal on the left, he committed a lot of evil acts.
他毫无悔改的意思。
But he did not want to repent.
他还嘲笑耶稣。
And he even laughed at Jesus.
哎，你不是基督吗？你就从十字架上下来呀。
and saying that if aren't you the Messiah, then you can come off the cross and save us.
但是右边的这个强盗不一样。
But the robber on the right was totally different.
他责备左边的那个强盗说：“你既是一个受刑的人，你不怕神吗？”
And the criminal on the right said, "Since you are under the same sentence, don't you fear God?"
这表示说，这个右边这个强盗，他心中是有神，而且他是怕神的。
So the criminal on the right has God in his heart, and he feared God.
一个人怕神有好多好多的好处。
Fearing God can bring us a lot of benefits.
很多不好的事情他不敢去做。
Because he dare not commit some evil acts.
因为他心里很怕上帝。
Because he has that fear in his heart.
这个强盗怎么有这个大的改变？
So why this robber has this significant change in his heart?
因为他跟耶稣一起被关在监牢里面。
Because when he was in the prison, he was with Jesus.
等候礼拜五的晚上被判死刑，挂在十字架上。
And he was with Jesus when they were waiting for the administration of the death penalty on Friday.
他听了耶稣跟他讲的道。
And he listened to the sermon that Jesus preached him.
所以他认识上帝。
So he knew God.
他也怕上帝。
And he feared God.
所以他对那个右边的强盗，左边的强盗说，我们是应该的，我们今天被钉十字架是应该的。因为我们所受的跟我们的行为相称，可是这个人呢，耶稣他没有做过一件不好的事啊。
And so he rebuked and said to the criminal on the left, saying, "We are punished justly, for we're getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong."
我相信，如果不是圣灵感动他
，I believe that Holy Spirit really touched him.
他不会在那么多人面前，在十字架上钉子钉在上那么痛苦的时候公开认罪。
Otherwise, he would not confess his sin openly when he was suffering from excruciating physical pain on the cross.
当彼得第一次讲道的时候
，When Peter was preaching sermon for the first time,
那些听到的人说
，Those listeners said,
他们心里受感动，扎心。
And their hearts were deeply touched.
他说，弟兄，我们怎么办？
And they said, brother, how can we do?
他说，你们要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，就必领受首次的圣灵。
And Peter said, you need to repent, and you need to be baptized by Holy Spirit, and receive that Holy Spirit, and then you will be saved.
这一种的这个转变是人生最大的一件事，一种很大的转变。
This kind of change is one of the most profound changes in one's life.
一个人从黑暗归向光明。
And this is a change from darkness to brightness.
从魔鬼归向上帝。
It's a change from belonging to Satan to belonging to God.
从灭亡归向永生。
It's a change from perishment to eternal life.
哦，这个太大的一个人生的一个转变。
So this is very significant change.
这个是这个人一生中得到上帝最大的祝福。
And this is the most wonderful blessing one can receive in his life.
他从一个罪人的咒诅变成一个上帝儿女的祝福，这是何等大的改变。
So this is a change from a curse for a sinner to blessing for God's children.
我们但愿在特里哈西这里的人都能够得到这样大的祝福。
And we hope that people in Tallahassee can receive this kind of blessing.
他这里讲说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。他为什么会讲这句话？为什么懂得讲这句话
？So why does criminal knows to say that remember me when you come into your kingdom?
当五旬节圣灵降临的时候。
When the Spirit came at Pentecost,
那彼得讲道
and when Peter was doing the sermon,
3,000人受洗
3,000 people became believers.
第二次5,000人受洗
and in the second sermon, 5,000 people.
8,000人 信耶稣。
So a total of 8,000 people.
我想这个应该坐不下了哈。
I think
the
sanctuary will not be able to hold that many people.
神的国就建立起来了。
So God's kingdom was established.
什么是神的国？
So what is God's kingdom?
就是神掌管的主权。
Is a kingdom of, under the authority of God.
在你跟我的身上。
In the life of you and me.
所以我们为什么称耶稣是主？
So why do we call Jesus God?
他是我一生的主。
He is Lord of all our life.
他是我最后决定的主。
And he has the ultimate control over our
life. 所以我们为什么要祷告问主说，主啊，我可以不可以这样做？可以不可以那样做？我要去这里，我要去那里。为什么我们要这么祷告呢？
So that's why we often ask for God's will. Can we do this? Can we do that?
他说：“求你纪念我。”
And this criminal said, "Please remember me."
意思是说，我也是一个得救的人嘛。
Because I'm also a person that has been saved.
当我肉体死亡的时候
，when my physical body is dead.
主啊，求你把我接到天上。
Lord, please bring me to heaven, to your kingdom.
哎，我们把我们的一生交托给主耶稣基督。
So we commit our life to the, to into the hands of God.
信耶稣的人呢，他人生的路有时候有高高低低、弯弯曲曲。
For believers, there will be highs and lows in somebody's life journey.
但是最后感谢主，都能够平安的度过。
But thank God, God can always help us to, guide our feet into the path of peace.
因为我们一路有耶稣在引导我们。
Because we have Jesus Christ, lead us all the way in our life.
耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。”
And Jesus told him that, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
乐园是什么？
So what is paradise?
乐园就是一个。信耶稣的人，他的肉体死亡以后，他要去的地方。
Paradise is a place when a believer die, the place that he will go in the future.
那是我们永远的家乡。
And that is our eternal home.
所以我想，身为一个基督徒
，So I think as a believer, as a Christian,
面对着肉体的死亡
，When we are facing the death of our physical body.
希伯来书二章十五节这样子讲
And in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15
耶稣释放了那一生怕死的人、
Jesus
希伯来书释放一生怕死的人 OK 希伯来书第二章 OK、
The general meaning、
第十四节 OK 十四十五你就读十五节就好 OK Hebrews chapter 2
Hebrew chapter
verse 15
chapter 2 verse 15 Yeah. And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear and death by their fear of death
因为我常常到医院
Because I go to the hospital often.
我有很多的机会看到一些弟兄姐妹，他们最后要离开世界。
And I have an opportunity to witness a lot of the situations of the brothers and sisters who are leaving this world.
他们是很喜乐的。
They are very joyful.
他们跟我说。
And they told us. They told me.
牧师再见，我在天上等你。
And goodbye, Pastor. I'll be waiting for you in heaven.
这不是坏话哦。
This is not something bad.
你们不要误会他这坏话。
Don't misinterpret it.
因为有一天我也会去嘛。
Because one day I will go there too.
因为我们有永生的，我们还怕什么呢？
We have eternal life, so why should we fear?
所以耶稣跟他说：“今日你要与我同在乐园里。”
That's why Jesus told him, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
当耶稣第二次再来的时候
When Jesus comes again,
那些 基督徒都要从死里复活。
All the Christians will resurrect from their dead body.
那么身体会改变。
And their body will be changed.
啊，改变一个荣耀的、强壮的、属天的身体。
And they will have a strong, glorious, and heavenly body.
它是不死的、不朽坏。
And that body will not perish.
它是属天的，是属灵。
Because that is a heavenly spiritual body.
它是永远。
And that is eternal body.
这个叫做得赎，英文叫做 redemption.
And this is called redemption.
所以他感谢主，这句话其实也对每一个基督徒说的。
Thank God, actually, this sentence is spoken to every Christian.
第三句话，耶稣见他母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边，就对母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去。
The third sentence, when Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here is your son, and to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
啊，谁来孝顺玛利亚？
So who is going to take care of Mary for Jesus?
哦，耶稣钉在十字架上是很痛苦的，钉子钉在他的手上。
When Jesus was on a cross, he was suffering a lot of pain.
钉在他的脚上
，because there were nails in his hands and in his feet.
这他不是想到他自己
，and he was not focusing on himself.
他想到全世界的人
，he was thinking about all the people in this world.
想到玛利亚。
And he was thinking about his mother Mary.
因为他的弟弟是个弟妹，还小。
Because his younger brothers were still very young.
还没有能力来奉养玛利亚。
And they were not capable of taking care of Mary.
那他说，耶稣说，那谁来替我来奉养我的母亲，来孝顺玛利亚？
So who is going to honor and take care of my mother for me?
感谢主，他就把玛利亚交托给使徒约翰。
Thank God, he asked disciple John to take care of his mother.
那么，约翰就把玛利亚当着自己的母亲，把她接到家里来奉养她。
So John treated Mary as his own mother and took her into his home.
所以我要在这里要勉励我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
So here I want to encourage every brothers and sister here.
哎，我2007年八月，我的母亲过世。
In August 2007, my mother passed away.
我也没有机会把她接到这里来跟我们同住。
And I did not have an opportunity to bring her from Taiwan to the U.S.
这圣经也十诫里面也教导我们说，要孝顺你的父母。
And in the Ten Commandments, it teaches us that we need to honor our parents.
然后在耶和华所赐你的地上得以长久。
So that we may enjoy long life on the earth.
意思是说，如果你很孝顺父母。
That means if you are honoring your parents.
你因为工作稳定。
And if you have a stable job.
你会在一个地方住得很久很久。
If you live in a place for a long time,
安居乐业,
and if you kind of enjoy the stable life in that place.
我来美国常常看到很多人搬家。
After I came to the U.S., I can see that a lot of people moved pretty frequently.
我来美国六年。
I've been in the U.S. for 6 years.
包括我搬到这里来，搬到 Tallahassee。
Including the time after I come to Tallahassee.
已经搬了六次了。
And I moved 6 times.
我说主啊。
And I said, Lord.
什么是地方是我人生的终点站？哎呀，常常搬家。
So what is the final station for me in my life journey?
以弗所书六章第二节说，如果你孝顺父母。
And in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2.
你就会长寿。
Honor your father and mother.
这是带应许的祝福。
which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth.
所以我们要照顾孝顺自己的母亲，还有我们弟兄姐妹的母亲。
So we should honor and take care of our own mother and also the mother of our brother or sister.
保罗他说，那个为耶稣被十字架的西门的妻子卢弗的母亲，她的母亲就是我的母亲。
And Paul said, for the wife of Simon who carried Jesus' cross and also the mother of Rufus is also my mother.
所以我们要把教会里面弟兄姐妹的母亲呢，他长一辈，我们也可以当着把他们当着我们的母亲父亲一样，他是我们的长辈。
So we can also treat the fathers and mothers of our brothers and sisters as our own parents.
对，我们爸爸妈妈信主。
And after our parents become believers,
当然他是弟兄姐妹。
We can call them brothers and sisters.
可是你回到你的家。
But after you get home,
哎，你不要对你妈妈说，哎，王姐妹，我想你还是要叫她妈妈啊。
Do not call your mother, sister Wang something.
有一个姐妹跟我说
，One sister told me.
她打电话给我
，and she called me.
她说我女儿怎么叫我王姐妹呢
？Why my daughter call me sister Wang?
所以我就告诉她
，So I told her.
我说你回家还是要叫你的妈妈妈妈。不要叫她姐妹啊。
When you get home, you should still call your mother mother, not sister.
年轻人知道哈啊，不要回家叫你妈妈叫姐妹啊。OK， 你要孝顺你的母亲。
Honor your mother.
因为我们教会有一些弟兄姐妹，他可能没有结婚。
For some brothers and sisters, they have not been married.
一直是单身。
They are single.
啊，有一些虽然结婚。也是虽然他们结婚
some have been married,
但是没有小孩
but do not have children.
有的人他有小孩
but for some who has children,
可是不在身边
but their children are not around.
我们很多人来到美国
a lot of us come to the U.S.
父母在国内或者台湾
and our parents are still in mainland China or Taiwan.
所以我们可以有机会，我们在台湾的时候常常有机会来代替这些儿女来孝顺他们的父母。
So in Taiwan, for those parents whose children are not around, brothers and sisters were taking care of those parents.
我以前的传道人他一直都没有结婚。
For a minister who was working with me, and he has not been married.
所以我们教会就派我去跟他一起住。
So the church asked me to live with him.
那个时候没有洗衣机。
There was no laundry washer dryer at the time.
那时候我白天要上班。
And I need to work during the daytime.
下班我要煮晚餐，要洗衣服。
And after I come back home, I need to cook and I need to wash clothes.
我就祷告主啊，他赶快结婚吧，哈。
So I prayed to the Lord, Lord, please help.This elderly brother find a wife.
他55岁终于结婚了。
And at the age of 55, finally he got married.
我终可以搬出去。
And finally I could move out.
他结婚了，那位姐妹带了五个小孩来，哇，感谢主。
And the lady that he was married to brought five children to that family.
他一下子就有五个小孩。
So suddenly he had he inherited five children.
可是他一结婚第二年，他太太得了 cancer.
But in the second year of the marriage, into the marriage, the wife got cancer.
所以我又负起照顾他这个家庭的责任。
So I again took the responsibility of taking care of this family.
那时候我才二十几岁。
At the time, I was in my 20s.
我就把他当作像我的父亲这样。
And I treated him as my brother.
所以圣经在提摩太前书第五章第四节这样子讲。
So in Timothy chapter chapter 5 verse 4.
第五他说，若寡妇有儿女，或有孙子孙女， 便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这是在神面前是可悦纳的。
But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God.
这意思是说，我们要孝顺我们的父母，或者是我们要孝顺我们的祖父母。
This is to mean that we need to honor our parents and also our grandparents.
那么在提摩太前书五章第八节说，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家里人更是如此。
Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
这意思是说，我是一个基督徒。
And this is to mean that I'm a Christian.
可是我都不照顾我的父母。
Yet I do not even take care of my own parents.
或者我不照顾我的祖父母。
Or I don't take care of my grandparents.
这我就比一个不信耶稣的人还不如。
This is even worse than an unbeliever.
所以感谢主，耶稣在十字架上讲了七句话。今天我们讲到他的前面的三句，下个礼拜圣餐讲后面的四句。
So Jesus says seven sentences on the cross, and today we talked about the first three sentences, and in the communion service next time we're going to talk about the remainder.
我们现在要来领圣餐，我们先来祷告。
Before the communion service, let's pray.
哦，主啊，我们等一下要领圣餐，这是你所吩咐的。
Lord, we're going to start communion service, and this is by your commandment.
主啊，我们感谢你啊！你在十字架上讲了七句话。
Lord, we thank you for the seven statements that you made on the cross.
每一句话都是在爱我们。
And every statement is out of your love.
每一句话都是在救我们。
And every statement is to save us.
每一句话都是引导我们走永生平安的路。
And every statement is to guide us so that we can live, we can walk in a path of peace.
我们再次重新你说，主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
And Lord, we want to say from the bottom of our heart that we thank you.
我们现在要纪念你。
Now we want to remember you.
求你在天上领受我们所有弟兄姐妹的纪念。
Please receive all this remembrance in heaven.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.